everyone. I'm Dan Albers, and welcome to the Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Roselawn Financial. I am joined by 1970, I believe, class, Mike Estep. And Micah, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Actually, with class of 71.
71, I'm sorry.
We're celebrating tonight because this is the 45th year since we played football at Anderson High School. Our last season was in 1970.
Wow, that is awesome. What we usually typically do is we haven't been able to get back to some of the guys in the 70s. We always try to get back to guys. Just talk a little bit about when you played in your season of 1970. Talk a little bit about your experience at Anderson playing football.
Well, playing at Anderson, I think the core guys that are here tonight for this celebration are the ones that really make football what it is at Anderson, at least in that period of time. We were not real successful. I mean, we won a few. We lost more than we won. However, we were a dedicated group of people. Guys that went out there and played hurt, really made an effort to try to do their best for the school. I think the thing that was most important to us was the camaraderie we had with one another. We were friends since elementary school, and we played since seventh grade. And we had such admiration for our coaches. I mean, our coaches were amazing. And in Harrison High School back in those days, when we played with McNichols, oh my gosh, that was huge. It was huge. First game of the season, and you know, back in those days, of course, the seating at Brown Stadium wasn't as it is now.
Yeah.
So it didn't hold anything. But folks would come with their lawn chairs and sit all around the track. And back in those days, we had a cinder track.
Yeah.
And we had grass on the field, my friend.
Wow, yeah. Well, I was part of that, too, because I played in the 80s, and we had the cinder track then, too, and we had grass, too. So I'm kind of familiar with that. But when I played, our teams weren't too successful. Talk a little bit about what you're seeing. You said, you know, you didn't win too many games, or you won some. But just talk a little bit about that. And we also talk about maybe some of the guys, name some of the guys that you played with that always stick in your mind, or guys that you played against.
Well, name the people we played against. I don't remember guys we played against. I think, of course, our big rival was McNichols.
Right.
And, oh, my, that was huge. Oak Hills was a big game. Bennington was a big game. Coach Seymour, who was our head coach for a senior year, had left Anderson for a short period of time and went to Finneytown.
Oh, wow.
Went to Coleraine.
Yeah.
And coached there. He came back and coached us our senior year. You know, our Coleraine game that senior year was amazing. We were losing the first half and came back in the second half to tie the game. We didn't lose that one. We tied it.
Wow.
Coach was really proud of us. You know, guys like Dave Legman was one of our captains. Gary Coffey, one of our captains. Guys that were just dedicated to the game and really cared about it. Gary Nichols, a tight end that played since, you know, he was seventh grade. Some of those guys. Marcus Stallion, a tackle who played tackling guard and hit like a ton of bricks. Just great guys. Great guys. I can remember, I was the biggest on the team back in those days. I was 6'4", and I weighed about, probably the full equipment was 300 pounds. And I was pretty quick. I was the quickest lineman on the team. However, we would be doing drills, and I would look down the line and see who went against in a particular drill.
Uh-huh.
And if it was number 12, Dave Legman, who was, I think, the smallest kid on the team.
Wow.
If it was Legman, I used to say, oh, no, I'm going to get killed. he was a captain. He would hit you, man. He would just hit you. But those are great memories. Just a wonderful time in life, you know. You're coming up. You got the world by the tail, you know.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
No problem. You know, high school days, we'd go back to them in a heartbeat if we could. But, you know, wonderful memories. Loved Anderson. In fact, I went to Indiana to go to college and met my bride there and was married. And I worked for a few years for a utility company in Indianapolis. And told her that when the kids come, we're moving back to Anderson Township. Our kids are going to Anderson High School, and they did. My son played at Anderson, played football there. Did real well, a real successful program when they were there, and daughter went there and graduated there. So it was, you know, Anderson Township, this is home. Yeah. It's home for those guys. I think they're here tonight. It really is. That's why they're here tonight.
Yeah, it's just gonna be a great night, and I'm looking forward to meeting you guys and being around you. And also, the one thing a lot of people don't understand back in the day was Anderson and Turpin weren't split up until like I think 76. So a lot of those guys might have gone to Turpin. So you've got a lot of, you know, have a relationship with a lot of those kids because there was only one school at the time.
Yeah, we were all one school. In fact, when we were seniors, it was the first year that we went on split sessions. The juniors and seniors came earlier in the day and left like 1:30, and the other two classes came later in the day and stayed later in the day.
Wow.
But so many of us, they had to split the classes up to accommodate us. And we were the last class in Anderson, class of 71, who went through the, it wasn't too long after that, then we began construction on Turpin. And, of course, like you said, in 76, I think it was 76, they opened, is that
correct?
Yeah,
that's correct.
So we had kids, you know, we didn't know what Turpin was. We didn't know that we were in different school districts or regions, if you will. The kids up through the Newtown area and Turpin Hills, and they were just our guys, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you guys over here on the east side of the township. We were just one big, happy family, if you will.
Absolutely.
And, of course, now that rivalry is rich.
You're not kidding. When you talked about that your big rival back then was McNick, I'm sure those were some really good games.
They were good games. They were close games. I remember we lost our game our senior year by 2 points.
Yeah, that was awful. That's always tough.
McNick, it was a rivalry on the east side back in those days. McNick-Anderson game was huge. It was huge.
Yeah.
I don't think I should really say this, but I'm going to anyway. Back in those days, we had on the field, both of the teams were on the opposite side of the field. On each side of the 50 was home team and the visiting team. And right in the middle was this huge wooden A that they had made. And at the top of the A, which was probably 20 feet tall or maybe a little higher than that, was a bird's nest, if you will, and that's where they filmed the games from.
Wow.
It was a huge, great, big day, and of course it was painted orange, obviously, and
yeah,
it was beautiful out there. You came to the stadium, bang, it hit you. Well, the big kids would always come up and throw green paint on the hay the night before the
energy. That is classic.
Of course, the school would get made orange again by Friday night. But I heard there were some terrible boys from Anderson who actually went with Nick and threw orange paint on some of their stuff. I can't imagine.
I wonder who that might be.
Well, not me, brother.
That is great. But, you know,
those are some of the fun things. Yeah, some of the fun things back in the day, you know.
Yeah, they're just, it's amazing if you look back when I played too, is that, was that, to me, it was the most unbelievable experience I had being a former player and how bad the program was at the time, and then to sit there and watch Anderson win a state championship and play at Massillon Stadium had to be thrilling for you as it was for me.
Well, I started following Anderson football when my daughter was about 6. My son was 2.
Wow.
And I would start taking her to games, and I followed your class, my friend. We watched you play football.
Wow, that's scary.
Through those days, I can remember, you know, Anderson struggled at times. I can remember when we finally made a playoff game, so we played against
it was Princeton. Yeah.
Princeton. And we went up to that game. It was a stadium up south.
Middletown.
Right. And it went to the last play of the game, and we needed to score. Was it an extra point?
Yeah, we went for it on 4th and 2, or 4th and 1, or 4th and goal, and we ended up scoring to win the ball game.
Okay, so that's what it was. Yeah, it was 4th down, and there was snow in the air. I remember Princeton coming out on the field, and I thought, oh my gosh, there comes an army out here.
Yeah.
And our Anderson boys held it up, and that was the first time that we'd won or been in a playoff.
Yes.
But I didn't know. Yeah,
you
could go back when the days when I played, you know?
You're correct.
I can hear my daughter saying, stop, Dan, stop, you're going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, I mean, it was an unbelievable experience, and it's just amazing where Anderson went after that, winning that state championship was absolutely incredible.
Well, they had a really great class that graduated in 2003. Let's see, they graduated in 2004.
Right.
Those kids that finished their season in 2003 only lost one regular season game. That was to Mason by a field goal in 4 years.
Wow.
They were conference champions every year. However, we were the smallest Division I school in the state. We would be number 8 in the playoff ratings, even though we were undefeated. So we'd go against Xavier or go against Elder.
Right.
And couldn't quite get over that bump. We would compete.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a great group of kids. And then just a few years after that, we dropped into Division II where we should have been all along.
Right.
And we were state 2 years in a row, won state, and should have won the second year, but made a good showing. And it just goes to show that we do have a great program here. We have talent here.
Absolutely.
So we need to play at the level in which our population is. Now, I think the school's back at Division II now. Is that correct?
What, that they are in Division II? They're in Division II right
now. Yeah.
Yes.
They're in Division II right now, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So you know, playing at that level, you know they're having a little difficulty this season. Playing at that level, Henderson really proved their point.
Absolutely.
You know, when you think about some of the huge schools here locally, and of course with the north end of the state, I mean, they've got so many boys to select from. Of course they're going to be powerhouses.
Right.
I think that we don't have that many, and yet compete as well as we do. You know, Henderson has instituted a fabulous state program. Clear back when I was there, even though it was voluntary back in those days, it's voluntary now, but what I'm saying, it was more intentional now.
Right.
You know, you've got a strength coach, Coach Pat Thatcher, who does a terrific job with the kids, and your strength program there rivals a lot of small colleges.
Right.
My son went and played at a Division III football program. And he come back and say, you know, it's not like Anderson.
Right.
It's nothing compared to Anderson. Anderson played at it and competed and trained at a level even above some of our smaller colleges across the nation. So there's a lot to be said about what's going on in Anderson High School and in the Forest Hill School District. It's a great place. I'm happy to be a citizen here. I've lived in this community my whole life and come back from living a short time in Indiana after graduating from school, but with every intent to come back and be here. My son was coming up in lacrosse, and was able to help put together a lacrosse program here for the kids, and have been thrilled to death that that has taken off, and that lacrosse program has won a couple state championships. And I understand it's probably pretty soon where it's going to become varsity. It's been club, and they've been very successful.
Yeah, I wish they would have had that back when I was playing.
Oh, man, me too. I didn't know what lacrosse was until my son got involved in it.
Yeah.
But our girls program there at Anderson, they have been powerhouses in the state. I think they've got 4 championships.
Wow.
And while we've been club, they were Anderson students, or right. We actually 4 still school district students. We had girls from Turpin. We had boys from the Turpin Regions area playing. So it's exciting. It's exciting to see the opportunities the kids have in our community. And I see a kid walking down the street with a cross stick. That makes me thrilled. I don't know. That it's out there and the kids are enjoying it.
That's
carrying a baseball bat going up to the field to hit the balls a little bit. Those kids are going to be playing at Anderson baseball someday, you know?
Yeah.
We're a great community, a great school, fabulous school. Of course, my heart's in the football program because that's what I played, you know? And we're just thrilled to be here tonight with dear friends from our class and celebrating with some of our coaches. Some of our coaches have come back tonight, and there's not a lot of us, but the ones who are here, we're having a great time.
So we'll talk a little bit real quick, and then we'll get, so you can get back to what you got going on tonight. But talk a little bit about some of the coaches that possibly might be there. Joe Miller, I don't think was a coach here, but Bill Harris. Just talk about some of those guys.
We had fabulous coaches. They were compassionate, but yet very tough on us. They never mistreated us. They never were what would be considered out of line or even with language. Language wasn't even good. Sometimes language is tough. Sometimes nowadays. Anyway, I got stories about coaches that are probably my fondest memories. Bill Harris. Bill Harris. Was a head coach for us during that period of time. I was on the wrestling team, and I was a heavyweight.
Right.
And really didn't have anybody to wrestle with. Well, Bill would come down 2 nights of the week and wrestle with me.
Really?
And probably be doing really good against him. Well, I mean, I was making some moves, and I was rolling around and getting him up in a near fall or something, and all of a sudden he'd turn on and throw me around like a dog. I was talking with Coach Harrison in the village just the other day, and he brought that up. He said, do you remember when? I said, yes, I do, Coach. Coach Art Bradford, who's gone to be with the Lord, Coach Bradford, used to keep us crazy out there on the field. And I can remember a time he got after me. I was dogging a little bit, and he said, "Why he ran a play right over me." Yeah. He said, "He said, I'm going to run this same play. I'm running right at you. I'm going to show you what this all." He's giving it to me, and well, I didn't dog at that time.
Right.
And I caught him in the backfield and tackled him. And here we are laying in the dust, and he's why don't you hit like that all the time?
That's a great story.
Just great stories. Joe Miller, Joe coached us up in our, he was the varsity coach, I think it was his last year when we were freshmen, so we really didn't, he wasn't our coach personal year to our class, but he was the AD there. He was amazing, and was just a great guy. He knew every kid in that school.
Absolutely.
He knows, today he knows every kid that ever played ball there.
Yeah.
It's amazing, going back to our younger years, 7th grade football, 8th grade, 9th grade football, Mike Penwell.
Really? He coached football?
He coached our freshman team.
Wow.
With Ron Moyen.
Wow.
Coach Moyen coached our freshman team, and of course, Coach Moyen, he's known all over the community.
Absolutely.
He's made, and he's been in the Coaches Association here.
Yeah.
He worked for the Bengals for years as a spotter, and he has followed these kids all the way to their adulthood. I see him often in the community. He's always asking about the guys, and so it's great to be here with him tonight. So, yeah, we're fortunate. We've had some great guys who have been a part of the school who cared more about us as individuals and as players. It was obvious because,
wow,
you know, they made a huge impact in our lives, and that's why we're back here tonight. It's hard to believe that we played our last game on this field 45 years ago.
That is amazing.
In this season. Because I'm not that old yet.
Yeah. That's just amazing. And it is honestly going to be a great night. And I'm glad that they're doing something. And that's what we like to do, to try to do, is get some of the former guys that have played. And I hope, hopefully, you have a good night and enjoy it with your teammates. And I'm sure it's something you'll always remember for the rest of your life.
Oh, absolutely. I know that they will. And we're very fortunate. Your AD there, Chris Newton, he's bent over backwards to make this event for us memorable and one that the guys are all going to enjoy. So we are indebted to the athletic department, certainly to Chris, and are just excited to be hanging out and tell them why, about how good we work.
Well, Mike, I really appreciate your time. I know you got a busy weekend and a busy time, and I'm sure that we'll see each other down the line. But again, I really appreciate you taking the time to do this interview with us.
It's a pleasure, Dan. Thank you so much, and thank you for all you're doing to get Harrison the kind of exposure he really needs and deserves.
Yeah, a pleasure to be with you. All right, Mike, I appreciate it. Have a good night.